Courcheval Bistro on Main Street has long been a fan favorite here in Park City. Here to update us on what is going on this summer at Courcheval is Laurel Creel. Morning, Laurel. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Laurel, for those who are not familiar with Courcheval, tell us a little bit about the kind of dining establishment it is.
Courcheval Bistro offers an elevated French-European dining experience inspired by cuisine of the French Alps and the Mediterranean coast. But we incorporate fresh seasonal ingredients from the regions. Guests can expect a warm, approachable bistro atmosphere with refined cuisine and an exceptional wine program. Our sommelier is amazing. It's also one of the top French wine programs in the state. Over about 90% of our wines you can't get from any liquor store because they are special ordered in. And it's just perfect for everything from a special occasion to a relaxing evening on Main Street.
Yeah, let our listeners know, where on Main Street is it?
We are close to the bottom. We are right on the corner of Heber Avenue and Main Street.
Right. And for Parkites who still call the grocery store Albertsons, it's the old coal and lumber building, isn't it?
It is, correct. Yeah. Yeah, I saw a picture of it recently. And
just to deal with one misconception, it's labeled as a Talisker Club facility, but it is open to the public, correct?
Correct, yes. Courcheval Bistro is affiliated with the Talisker Member Club, but we are the only entity that offers the public access within the club. We do have a members lounge space only, but our two upstairs dining rooms and our upstairs patio are for public access.
I think that's something that we need to repeat because I did not know that the public was allowed in there. I thought it was full Talisker.
The thing that we found, I'm fairly new, just of November, so the winter season. And a lot of the locals are like, we just tried to come in here and you guys actually sat us. And we were like, yeah, of course, like we are open to public. And they're like, we never knew that, but we really wanted to try you guys out. So a lot of the locals have started to recognize us and get in. But yes, we are open for public.
So you just mentioned what you have on the cuisine. And how often does your menu change? Is it seasonal?
It is. So we change it twice a year for the winter season and summer season. But it also, we do have inserts that we do for any type of events or if chef's just wanting to throw on something, another French dish that she just wants to try out maybe for the winter season, then we'll throw out another insert, see how it goes, see, you know, what the response is to it, to add it to our menu, but generally twice a year, but there are special features throughout the seasons as well.
Are there some menu items that are just perennial favorites that never seem to leave the menu?
Oh, absolutely. For the winter season, one of my personal favorites is the elk loin. We also have a bone-in pork chop that is delicious. And then for the summer season, we have a veal chop and then the roasted duck breast, which is delicious. A lot of our stuff, we try to keep very fresh and local. So weekly, we actually get shipments in from Lake Superior for our fish. And our Arctic Char Carpaccio is amazing. And the guests have really just gravitated to it and they love it. But some of our local partners that we get our ingredients from is like Ballerina Farms, Caputo's, Whistling Springs Farms, and the new Rock Hill Creamery.
Oh, Laurel, you had me at the Char Carpaccio. Holy cow.
How complicated, you know, just as you're listing that, you know, a lot of us think of restaurants as you go and you sit down, you order something, and the food comes. How complicated is it to set up that kind of supply chain, you know, to get those various ingredients? And how early do they start in the morning to get that stuff in the house? How does that work?
Our prep team, we don't open until 5 p.m. We're open from 5 to 9, Tuesday through Saturday. But chef is there even on days off. But we have prep team going in by 8 in the morning. Starting that every day to prep because none of it's frozen. It's everything's fresh daily, which is really great for our ingredients and the flavor. But chef she just works tirelessly, 6-7 days a week sometimes. And she's there by 10 in the morning, just making sure that everything is ran the way that she needs it to and likes and makes sure that all the shipments are there and all of her ingredients get there on time. She never misses a beat, that's for sure.
Who's that?
Chef Maria.
Chef Maria.
And how long has she been there?
She's been there since the start of Courcheval, since 2019.
So how many seats do you have in the restaurant that are available to the public?
We have 143 seats. So we have 111 inside for the dining, and then outside we have another like 34 seats.
And the public doesn't get ousted in case a Talisker Club member comes in and needs a table? Just
dependent. Okay. If there is a private event or something like that, well, we are closed. But that's even for public. If you have a public event that you would like, we also close down for the public for wedding rehearsals or whatever it may be. So then we oust the members as well. Mostly they do get priority if something comes up, but reservations will pretty much solidify your seat of getting in for the evening.
And how do you make reservations since you touched on that?
On OpenTable, fairly easy. Most everybody is familiar with OpenTable for reservations, but you can also call or email us. Our phone number is 435-572-4398. And our email is corchevelle@taliskerbistro.com.
Do you have any special events planned this summer?
We do. So actually coming up June 21st, it's called Fête de la Musique. It's a music festival in French. My French is not good, so I apologize. We're going to have a special menu featured and cocktails. There's fun festivities, Le Depot on the corner. Also, like there'll be live music out in the corridor. And we're going to be celebrating that on the 20th, Saturday, the 20th of June. There's also the French Independence Bastille Day, July 14th. That's going to be on a Tuesday. Same thing. We're going to have an insert menu. We're going to have free dessert for guests as well as a welcoming mocktail that's French inspired. And then also starting June 17th, Wednesday, we are going to have oyster night as well as music on our patio. And that is going to continue throughout this summer on Wednesday, starting June 17th.
Ooh, wonderful. And what does that entail?
So we're going to be getting shipped in fresh oysters on Wednesdays, and we will be doing oysters by the dozen, and then just live music out on our upper patio for guests to enjoy.
Wonderful. Now, we talk to a lot of restaurant owners, and staffing seems to be a big button. It's just difficult to get staff here. How are you doing with staffing?
Fortunately, we are really good. A lot of my staff has been here before I've became their manager, but they've been here for years, and which is great. Just with the consistency helps deliver a great, you know, service and guest the expectations. But then when we have to fill in our assistant servers, stuff like that, bussers, hosts, runners, we have the J1s that are always in town. And so we can like pick from them if we need a little extra side help for the busy seasons. And then we don't have to lay them off as much, you know, during our slower seasons and stuff like that. So it's nice to get that extra help from those J1 students as well.
And are you open 12 months out of the year?
We are not. So we close in shoulder seasons for about a month, just over a month each time. So we're closed April, and then we open at the end of May, and then also the like end of October, then open the beginning of December. Maintenance team and stuff come in, get some things going, ready for season if anything's broken down, to refine some things. Let everybody also have a break and get ready for the next season.
Okay, Laurel, how can our listeners learn more about Corchevelle if they want to find out more? Is there a website they can look to?
Absolutely. You can go to our website. Also follow us on Instagram, Corchevelle Bistro, Park City. That'll give you all of our updates of whatever we're doing with our oyster nights, the music. Oh, I forgot a detail as well. We are going to allow our public guests to join us for wine dinners as well this summer. Those are primarily for our members of the Talisker Club, but we're going to allow the public to come in and join us as well. So any of that information leading up to those dates, pop-up menus, whatever that is, any surprises that we have coming up will all be through the Instagram.
Not on the website. So you'd have to be a social media person. Okay.
Yeah, social media, all of that, pretty easy to follow. But that's where all of the quick little changes and things will happen. Anything menu-wise will be on the website. Any event stuff will be on Instagram for updates.
Okay. We've been speaking with Laurel Creel, the manager of Corchevelle Bistro on Main Street. Laurel, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back after this.